Yeah, first half we were excellent. Moved the ball really well, played a really good tempo, scored two great goals, and could have been 3-4-5 up. We had chances to go and put them to bed at half time, and we never did. Second half we were terrible.
Yeah, they, in terms of Dave McAllister's goals and Ronan Finn's goal, that's their first goals of the season, but two cracking strikes from what you're looking for from your midfield.
Yeah, Ronan, to be fair to Ronan, has been having niggles in his groin since the start of the season from last year, and he hasn't been able to strike the ball. I think you could see that the last few weeks he's been reluctant to hear it. We got some treatment done during the week and he's felt so much freer, and that was the first time he said he could feel he could strike a ball 100%, and I think you've seen how clean it was. Davey for us has played as a number 6 the last few weeks. I've restricted him and he's not that player. He's a box, getting the box and score goals, and he has a strike in him. He's always been that player. So it's great to have him in them high positions where he can go and affect the game. The strike was unbelievable, to be fair.
And you went with three at the back, I think probably for the first time, I think, this season. And you played it a fair bit last season.
Yeah.
What was the thinking there in terms of the Finn Harps tonight? And
no, just that we've been working on it for a few. They're a new group, so I couldn't just go and use it straight away, because obviously when you're working on stuff like that, it takes time for them to understand the movements, the patterns, and the distance. And I thought in the first half we nailed that. We had a really good, and second half we looked like a team that just learned how to play yesterday, you know. So first half was brilliant, second half for us was not acceptable.
Yeah, you just seemed to go back into the shell a bit until 2-2 and then pushed on again.
Yeah, we waited for a kick in the arse to get going, you know, and we shouldn't do that. We should go and put these teams to bed, you know. When we, like I said, in every game we've played really well in patches, and tonight was probably the longest part where we played really well. And when you have that, you just need to kill teams off.
Yeah.
And we didn't, and we said at half time, don't let them back in the game, go and win it. Go and win the game now, go and get 3-4. And we just stopped playing, we stopped doing what we did in the first half. And to be fair to them, they came into it and were very good second half. And thankfully, Simon gets the winner in the end.
And maybe just a quick word about Sam Bone. I thought he did an excellent game. It was his first start in the league for Rovers.
Yeah, he was brilliant. When you look at him, he's 18 years of age, you know, and he's gone and run that game like he's an all-pro, like, you know. He can play left, he can play right, with both feet, without even thinking about it. And anyone who's played in centre midfield, no, that's some gift to have, like, you know, because a lot of players have to run around the ball to play left. He just opens up and hits it. He makes us a different team because he can play at a real tempo on both sides. So he'll only get stronger from that. He got cramp, we had to take him out, but he'll only get stronger from that, you know.
And you're the more experienced player, old head up, scoring the winner there, Son.
Yeah,
he took his time. He found the one part of the goal that was empty and slotted it away.
Great finish, to be fair. He could have panicked. He could have just slashed at it, nice and calm, and just sidefoot it into the, like you said, the only area that was really free. It was a great finish. Simon again gets into so many dangerous positions for us, you know. Even I think he had a cross just before that. He pulled back. It was a great cross, and the finish was excellent because he could have panicked and just kicked it, you know.
What was the atmosphere like in the dressing room afterwards? It's always ecstatic when you get a last minute winner like that.
No, we're disappointed. Yeah, we're disappointed because we're better than that. Like, you know, we shouldn't need a last minute winner to go and win that game, because you see in the first half how good we were. You know, we really could have been 4 or 5 without sounding disrespect. It could have been, like, you know. So to go from that to what we produced in the second half, it felt like it's great to get the win in the end, but the lads weren't happy with the performance in the second half.
Is that something that you're wary of? You took the lead after 6 minutes in Richmond Park on Saturday and Pats went and won it, and the lead was sort of dissolved again today.
No, I think Pats is a totally different game. I think if we keep 11, we beat Pats comfortably. I think if you look at the game and really analyse the game and look at the last few weeks, we go and batter Pats if we keep 11 on the pitch. We didn't, and to be fair to them, they go and make it count. But no, I think really had nothing to do. I just think Pats was a totally different game. The sending off so early just changed the whole complex for us, you know.
You weren't too happy last week when you had a couple of the young lads missing. How important was it to get them back this week?
It was great to have Trevor back, and obviously Mikey, you've seen Trevor, what he gives you, you know. I'm sick of talking about him. He's second half there, he's unbelievable. I think he makes 10 or 12 runs with the ball up and down that line, and goals by players who aren't there. Ethan, right back for them, is an athletic boy, can run and is powerful, and Trevor goes by him like he's standing still, you know. And that's what Trevor gives you. That's what he gives the team. He brings you forward, carries you 60 yards up the pitch, and he just needs to keep his head down, keep working hard, and honestly, he's going to be some player.
It must be great to have players like Trevor and Simon Madden on the other side, allowing you to implement the new system with the wing backs.
Yeah, it is. It's obviously a part of why we go and play, and part of the reason we signed the players we signed, because it gives us that freedom to go and play that system. Like I said, it took us a few weeks for them to really understand that and know it, and I think we're just there now. So like you said, with Trevor on one side and Simon, it gives us a threat down both sides. We haven't had that for a long time. It's usually just Simon. Now people are looking at Trevor and thinking, right, we're going to have to nullify that, and then Simon gives it on the other side. So when that happens, it opens up the centre of the pitch for you.
So is this three at the back something you'll be using a lot more going forward this
season? Yeah, I'll use it a lot more. I used it last year, and I believe these players that we have this year are more suited to play it. I think we have more mobility, we have more legs and more energy about us. So I think these are more suited to play it, so we will use it a lot more going forward.